Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm Dave Custy, your host. And my guest today is not unfamiliar to Baltimore Internet Radio listeners. It's Tony Pan of the weekly broadcast Weather Talk. Tony, welcome.
Dave, thanks. I appreciate it. Love Baltimore Internet Radio. You're really building something special here. Love it.
Very good. See, I didn't even have to pay him for that.
Yeah, I know. Well, $5 under the table. That's it.
Geez, you can't tell people.
I know.
Because I was going to do 10, and I tell everybody else that.
I sold myself short.
But Tony's here for another reason. He has just written a children's book, and he's going to tell us about it. The children's book is called Everything Is You.
Yeah.
Tony, what motivated you to write a children's book?
You know, I don't know. I don't have any children of my own. You know, I don't typically hang out with kids, but something just came to me. And, you know, I like the energy of children. Let's put it that way. When you're around kids, they're very honest. They're very open. There's no pretentiousness there. It's just honesty, I guess, is a good way to describe it.
And what you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get. And I've always, you know, connected with that kind of energy. And one day I was out walking. It was a sunny day, but it had some of those fair weather cumulus clouds out there, you know, those mm-hmm. little white puffy ones. And the story idea just came to me. The main character in the book is a cumulus cloud called Cody, mm-hmm. Cody the Cloud, right? And I'm looking up and I said, you know what? Maybe I could do a little something in it. And sometimes, whether it's a business project or a personal thing, if the energy is right, it'll just flow out of you. And I'm serious when I say this. I thought of the whole story while I was taking this walk. It took me about 20 minutes to walk. And I went home and I wrote it in just a couple of days.
Oh, really?
I didn't know anything about publishing books or anything. Mm-hmm. That was a whole new experience. You know, I had written one book in the past. It's called How to Find a Good Weather Forecast. And that's weather, so I knew about that, and that was self-published. But about the publishing business in general and children's books, I had no idea how to do all that. But the story itself just came out of me in a couple of days, and it flowed. And that's how I knew it would work and it would be good. And then everything else fell into place as well. So when things start to flow like that, whether it's a business or personal thing, you know and you trust that all the pieces are going to fall together. And that's just what's happened with this book.
Initially, did you go and study any kind of children's writing framework or anything like that?
I had to just do it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you had to. I mean, when you publish children's books, there's very specific rules that the publishers look for. It's not like when you write a novel, you can use any structure you want. Children's books, they limit the number of words per page because they've done studies that show attention spans with kids. It can't be any more than 32 pages long. Try to get exactly 32 if you can, but no more than 32.
Uh-huh.
Again, studies showing, attention spans and so on and so forth. And so I had to do some editing in that respect because I had a lot of words on a lot of pages and too many words here. And, I was up to like 35 pages or something like that.
Because it just came flowing out of you, huh?
It did. And so, I had to do a little paring back. I had no idea about all these things. But I got lucky and found a great literary agent who walked me through the process. And we pitched a couple of publishers and the second one took it. It didn't take very long, and I'm very grateful for that. But I had to learn the process. Children's books are very unique and I don't want to say challenging, but, it's a process, and it's different than doing a novel or something like that. Then I had to find an illustrator, because I can't draw. I mean, children's books got to have nice pictures.
Sure.
My publisher hooked me up with somebody that she knew, this guy named Chip Bach, and you can look him up online. He's a political cartoonist. He does political cartoons. Mm-hmm. He's never done anything like this before. And he read the story and he's like, wow, this is cool. I think I can help you. I know how to draw the characters. And I basically just told him, I want it to look pleasant. I don't want sharp angles, anything like that. I just want, free flow. And he just did it. And seriously, the first thing that he drew for every page I took, I didn't change anything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
so
that's
what I was going to ask. Of course, when you do this, you have your own image in your mind of what the character should look like, what the cloud should look like.
Exactly.
And he came out and he was great approximation, huh?
He nailed it. Yeah. And it was like he was in my head. And the only thing I told him is that I think it would be cool if the cloud had a baseball cap on with a C for Cody. And so he put a baseball cap on the cloud.
No O's cap?
No. Well, I could, if I had named him Oscar, then it would have worked both ways, right? Oscar the Cloud. But Cody the Cloud sounds better. So, the illustrations came out perfectly, and I was very happy with that. We just ran from there, but it was an easy process as far as everything falling in line. So I feel very grateful for that.
That's the form of it. How did you come up with the content?
All right. The storyline is, and I didn't initially set out to write a book about bullying, but apparently this is what the audience has found the most helpful, is kids that are feeling bullied or ostracized at school. And the story is about a little girl named Crystal who is getting picked on at school. You know how kids can be, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know,
all went through it.
We all went through it, right. She's new at school, and the kids are giving her a hard time. So she drifts off into a little field next to the playground at school to sit by herself. And she looks up at the sky, and she's looking at the white puffy clouds, and one of them comes to life and mm-hmm. sits down next to her. And she's like, whoa. And he goes, what's wrong, Crystal? You know, and she tells him, says, look, you know, the other kids are picking on me, and I feel sad, and I don't want to come to school anymore, blah, 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 blah. And he says, well, I've got a big secret that I think can help you. She goes, really? She goes, yeah. Do you want to hear the secret? Of course. All kids love secrets, right? So the first thing he does is he tells her to hold out her thumb and look at her thumb. And she's like, what are you talking about? Look at my thumb. She's like, okay, I'll hold out my thumb. And he takes her other hand, and they fly inside of her thumb. And they look around, and they see what her thumb is made of. They look at the molecules, the energy, the atoms, the, you know, all that kind of stuff flying around inside of her thumb. And they fly back out. And she goes, whoa, that was cool. And she goes, is that the secret? He goes, oh, no, I'm just getting started. So she goes, okay, well, what next? And he says, and he points up to the sky, and he says, we're going to go there. She goes, where? She goes, space. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Oh, yeah. So the next thing they do is they fly into the moon, the sun, and the stars, and they stop and look around inside of all of those things. And what do you think they discover? That the moon, the sun, and the stars are made up of exactly the same stuff that she's made up of, right?
All right.
Everything is made of the same stuff. And that's what science teaches us, right? That I think it's the first, or I should have remembered this, first or second law of thermodynamics is that energy is constant in the universe, right? That you can never create or destroy energy. It only changes form. So literally everything in the universe keeps getting recycled and made out of the same stuff. So you, me, the table, the chair, the moon, the stars, when you boil it down to looking under an electron microscope, everything is made of the same stuff. We're all equal, nothing above or below anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes her into outer space. They fly around. They look at the moon, sun, the stars, and he sits her down. He says, well, what do you think the secret is? And she obviously notices that. She says, look, I'm made of the same stuff as the moon and the stars. And he goes, well, how cool is that? And she goes, is that the secret? And he goes, yeah, that's the secret. And she goes, well, how could that help me at school? I mean, how does that help me? I mean, that's cool, but how does that help me?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, next time you're getting picked on or somebody's giving you a hard time, I want you to think of the secret. And he goes, now do it. Close your eyes and think of the secret. Think about your connection to the universe, the moon, the stars, the sun. And she closes her eyes for a second. And he goes, okay, well, how does that make you feel? And she says, it makes me feel big. It makes me feel confident. It makes me feel like I'm not alone, like I have something there to help me. Really? And he goes, next time you're having trouble at school, just think about that and how it makes you feel. So she goes back, and you know, the other kids notice this change in her. And of course, it's a story that, I mean, adults can learn too, is when you feel good about yourself, you send out an energy that other people pick up on.
Right.
You send out an energy of confidence and peace and happiness, and other people pick up on that, believe it or not, subconsciously. And so they treat you with that same energy. They have a tendency to treat you with that same energy. So it became a book about helping kids deal with bullying, but that wasn't my intention originally. This is a lesson for everybody, adults and for children. And, you know, it just so happens that if one of the kids that is doing the bullying should happen to read this book or have it read to them, that I think that would make them less inclined to do those sorts of things to other kids and to other people. So it's a lesson that folds over for the adults that are reading to the kids and for the kids that are absorbing the information. You know, if you feel good about yourself and you understand that connection to everybody else, and nobody's better than anybody else and nobody's below anybody else, you know, it makes you feel good. And the last line of the book is, Cody flies away, you know, after leaving her in the field, after she says she feels better. And he says, remember, crystal to treat everything and everybody with love and respect because everything is you, right?
Right.
And there you go.
Very good. So it's a book that helps build self-esteem.
Yes.
On a continuous level.
I think so. Again, even for the parents that are reading to the kids, if you remember this at work, your connection to other people and your connection to everything else, to earth, to sky, to whatever you want to call, you know, the universe, it changes the way you feel about yourself. And when you feel differently about yourself, again, other people pick up on that. Trust me, this is a well-documented phenomenon that a lot of people have done research on in major universities, and the way you think about yourself changes the way other people perceive you.
It's especially seen in bullying, because once you get bullied, then your self-esteem levels
sure.
goes down, and you start believing what people are telling you in terms of the bullying, and then you get bullied more.
And it folds over and over and over
right.
again. You're right. The lower your self-esteem goes down, the quicker that other people pick up on that too. And if this is a person who feeds off of negative energy, somebody doing the bullying, whether it's an adult or a child, they'll pick up on that energy on you and they'll want to do it more. I mean, you don't have to fight back. You don't have to push and shove and kick, you know what? If
yep.
you change the way you think about yourself, other people will change the way they treat you. It's well documented.
Very good. It's a good lesson.
Yeah.
Tell me, when did this get published?
It got published a couple months ago. Right now, this is May 2014. It was published just a couple of months ago. And
so what are your plans for it?
I would love to turn this book into an animated 30-minute special for television. Think
mm-hmm.
Peanuts, you know, something
oh, yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
It could turn into a big screen movie, I guess. But I'm seeing it more like a Peanuts special, an after school. Remember those after school specials?
Oh, yeah, I loved those.
Something like that. You know, that's my ambition with this book. So if anybody out there listening knows how to do that, call me. So that's my intention with the book, is to eventually bring it to a half-hour special on TV.
It holds such a great lesson. Do you intend in the short term to take it to schools or to take it around? What does your publisher intend to do with it?
You know, that's a good question. I would love to do a school tour. You know, they have these reading tours for kids. I'm hooking up with a group nationally called Raising a Reader.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a group that buys books for underprivileged children and passes them out in inner city schools. You know, any other group like that, there's a couple other ones that I'm thinking about becoming associated with. Again, just to get the word out, to make kids feel good about themselves. And I'm telling you, you'll see a huge change. If you're a teacher and you're listening to this, if you could teach that lesson to your kids somehow, read this book or any other book that's similar to it, you'll see a huge change in the response that you get from the kids while you're teaching. It's really magical how that happens. If the kids believe it, because it comes from an adult, that this is true,
right?
You know, you'll get a big response from them.
Well, adults can talk about how something like this has helped them too.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, any experience in business or mm-hmm. You know, your career. You'll see that happen many, many times. You know, it's weird how people say, the biggest thing people say to me is, you know, others don't pick up on your energy. What are you talking about? They don't, you know, that doesn't happen. And I said, yeah.
Sure they do.
I was like, yeah, okay. Remember the last time you walked into a business meeting and you immediately walk in the room and you know when something's either good or bad, mm-hmm. right? If something's wrong, you walk into the room where there's a business meeting, you'll know it before anybody even says a word to you. You're picking up on their energy,
right? You can just tell by body language,
you
by everything.
You can tell by body, everything. So mm-hmm. you're picking up on their, you know, if you don't like metaphysical terms, don't call it their energy. Call it on the mood of the room, whatever. You know, so you see it in business all the time. And people who are skilled at negotiation, when they're negotiating business deals, can pick up that stuff individually as well.
So let's see what we can do with this radio broadcast to get it out there nationally and internationally. Maybe we can hook up and get some forums with like-minded or even not like-minded people, you know, or with educators, you know, people that work with children and such like that.
That would be wonderful.
We'll see about this. Or is there any plans for any more books? Or?
Well, I'm thinking about a sequel already. You know, it takes about a year at least to get a book published, maybe 2 years. So if I'm thinking about the sequel right now. If anybody has any ideas of what lessons Cody should be teaching next,
mm-hmm.
let me know. But I got a couple things up my sleeve. It will be a spinoff of this lesson somehow. I'm not sure exactly what the next one's going to be, but it'll be useful for everybody. That's the intention here is – you know, I think if you write a children's book that's only appealing to children, that's only half the battle. The parents that are reading the book to the children, I mean, I think have to be interested in what's being presented as well.
Right.
And again, this is a lesson that adults, you know, will resonate with as well as the children.
Well, I think we could, I mean, especially on the topic of bullying, I just interviewed Kevin Cowherd, who just completed a book with Cal Ripken Jr., a children's book.
Oh, yeah.
Bullying. And who knew that Cal Ripken was bullied as a kid?
You know? There you go.
So if people like that, you know, you can get it together, you know, with people, like-minded people, like I said, worldwide, you know. Maybe they can make a difference too, you know?
That's the intention here, is to make a little bit of a difference. And even if it's just, you know, with a handful of kids, you know, you change the life of one kid. You never know that kid's going to, you know, could grow up to be the next Cal Ripken or the next
Tony Pan,
governor of Baltimore, you know, whatever, or Tony Pan, right. You know, you make the difference with one kid and you shift their attitude about how they feel about themselves, and they could go on to become someone that contributes greatly to society. Even if it's just one kid, you never know.
That's terrific. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to thank you for having me on Baltimore Internet Radio. I think you got something special going on here. You know, we're doing Weather Talk with you.
I was going to ask you to plug that too.
Yeah, it's a show we do every Thursday with my partner, Charlie Wilson. If you've never listened before, it's a show that covers Baltimore weather, Maryland weather. We talk about local stuff. We're not confined like a TV weathercast to 2 or 3 minutes. You know, we can cover it all and everything interesting that's happening around the country and how it connects to us here in Maryland. It's for all you weather geeks out there. More power to you.
Sounds great. It does. I mean, it is great. You've been up for 8 months now, and it's terrific every week.
Well, especially
with the weather we've been having.
It's been an interesting run of weather through the winter and into the spring, that's for sure. But much gratitude to you, Dave, for having us on Baltimore Internet Radio.
Thank you. So give me some contact plugs about the book.
You can go to tonypan.com. You know, just spell my name, P-A-N-N. There's two N's, tonypan.com. It's on Amazon right now. You can buy it on Amazon. And it will be in bookstores over this summer. It's not in Barnes & Noble and all those other ones yet. Does anybody still go to bookstores? I think they do.
Oh, I do. I love Barnes & Noble.
So do I. I love going to bookstores. I wish everybody still would go. Yeah. You can get it on Amazon right now or off of tonypan.com.
Okay, that's terrific. And the book is called
Everything Is You.
Okay. I've been talking to WBAL-TV weatherman Tony Pan, also the host of Weather Talk here on Baltimore Internet Radio, and now a children's author with the book Everything Is You. Thank you, Tony, for being here on Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm Dave Custy, your host. We'll see you soon.